the little chatterbox, the one that's pretty all that long. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. You little cheat, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, there's a poor helping and handy. My time's always on the go. If you want to know, I'm set Sandy. Always wear the sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little Orphan Annie?
Well, here it is, 5:45 again, the time when you hear Orphan Annie before drinking your Ovaltine every night. Every time you treat yourself to Ovaltine, you're helping Annie, too, because that's the way you help to keep her adventures going on the radio. So, if you haven't had your Ovaltine lately, ask your mother to get you a can at her drug or grocery store right away. And remember, it's especially important to get that Ovaltine now, because then you'll have a chance to get that beautiful Orphan Annie birthday ring we've been telling you about. Boys and girls everywhere are sending in for their rings now. And everybody who sees this ring wants one like it right away. They just can't get over what a beauty it is. With its genuine gold-plated finish and its beautiful big birthstone that sparkles and shines like everything. And so, you certainly want to get busy and send in for your ring this very night. Be sure to keep listening after tonight's adventure is over, because I'm going to tell you exactly how you can get your Orphan Annie birthday ring if you get busy right away. But now, for our adventure. You remember last time, we heard that Jake, the owner of the Emporium in Simmons Corners, is very sick, and he wants Annie and Joe to help him tend his store after school every day. But now, here it is almost supper time in the Silo kitchen. There's Mr. Silo reading the newspaper, and Mrs. Silo is busy at the stove getting supper. And listen to what she says now.
What's the matter, Pa? Oh, what is it? What are you laughing at?
Oh, I've just been reading this story Mr. Catlin put in the paper about Annie's birthday party.
Oh, yes. Isn't it nice? He called me up on the telephone and I told him all about it.
Did Annie see it?
Sure she did, Pa. The paper's been here since yesterday. My land, where's your memory? She was talking about it at the supper table last night.
Well, just mustn't have been paying much attention. Must have slipped by me entirely. I probably thought you were talking about the party.
Well, I certainly thought it was a real nice party. Didn't you?
It sure was, Ma. Never attended a better one. Think the young'uns enjoyed it?
They must have. Judging by the vittles they ate.
Sure made enough noise around here, too. Made enough for a couple of parties. Annie got some nice presents, didn't she?
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad, too. Made her feel good. Did you know that the day before the surprise party, she thought everybody'd forgotten all about her birthday?
She didn't, Ma.
Sure she did. Joe told me.
Well, must have been a real surprise, Annie.
Of course it was.
That birthday ring Mr. Warbuck sent her was real nice, wasn't it?
It was a beauty, that's what it was, Pa. Imagine it, having a regular stone in it, too. Her birthstone.
Seems to me the young one's pretty proud of it, too.
Of course she is. Any child would like a ring, but a ring like that with her own birthstone in it, that's something you don't see everybody wearing. No, indeedy.
By the way, where are the young ones? Haven't seen them all afternoon. Ought to be getting home soon, oughtn't it?
Yes, indeed. It's most supper time.
Where'd they go?
I'm not sure, Paul. But I've got an idea. They went to town.
I wouldn't be surprised. I give Joe quarter yesterday for helping me fix the harness and clean out the barn. I've got an idea it's probably burning a hole in his pocket.
Well, they'll be along soon, I guess. They're never late for supper.
Yes, I suppose so.
Annie said something about seeing Mr. Caslin. That's why I think they went to town.
Well, I suppose the quarter helped.
Yes, indeed.
I'll have to ask Joe what he did with it.
You do that, Paul.
Oh, hey, Ma.
Oh, what is it?
Look at Sandy. Look at his ears.
He hears somebody coming.
Tails are going, too. I'll bet it's a young
one. I guess so, Paul. Who is it, Sandy? Is it Annie?
It's them, all right.
Come on, Sandy. We'll go open the door for them. Yeah, that's them, all right. Come on in there, you young.
Hello, Mr. Shiloh.
Hello, Mr. Shiloh.
Hello, Mrs. Shiloh. Hello, children. No, you're right on time. We were beginning to wonder, though, if you were coming, weren't we, Paul?
That's right, Ma.
Well, we were in town. I wanted to see Mr. Caslin and thank him for that story he put in the paper about my birthday party.
I got an idea. I can tell you something else you did, too.
What, Mr. Shiloh?
Bet you went to Ryder's drugstore and had one of them shake-ups, too.
Josh, did somebody see us in there?
No. I just guessed it. Had an idea that's what you'd be doing. Now, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
I knew it.
Is there anything I can do, Mr. Shiloh?
No, Annie. I've got the table all set. We'll be ready to eat in a minute.
Mr. Shiloh?
Yes, Annie?
Will it be all right if I don't get home in time to set the supper table for a couple of weeks?
Oh, that's right, Annie. Tell them the big news.
Big news? What's this? What's this?
You mean that you children are going to be this late coming home every day? Is Miss Clayton going to keep you after school?
You go to town every afternoon?
Yeah, that's it, Mr. Shiloh. We have to go to Simmons Corners every afternoon right after school. And on Saturday, too.
Well, I declare to goodness.
Well, what's up now?
We're going into business, aren't we, Joe?
Sure. We're going to be clerks.
And a lot of other things, too, I suppose.
For mercy's sake.
What's all this?
Yeah, it's true, Mr. Shiloh. We're going to work at Jake's Emporium.
See now.
Now, what's the idea of doing that, Annie? My goodness, these children are in school all day. You ought to have some time to play.
For Lizards, we think it'll be grand. Tend and sure. That's something not every boy or girl gets a chance to do.
Well, I sure. Now, how in the world did you get around to doing that?
Oh, it'll just be for a little while, Mr. Shiloh, till Jake gets feeling better. He's sick and he needs somebody to help him out. That's the reason we're doing it.
Is he really sick?
Sure, Mr. Shiloh. Why, Dr. Rich can't even do anything for him. He has to go over to see a specialist in Sunfield tomorrow.
Well, what do you mean?
For mercy's sake. He must be sick.
He's supposed to rest every afternoon. That's why we're going to help him. We're going to look after the store for him every afternoon so he gets feeling better.
Well, that's too bad. Jake's a real nice fella, too.
He's pretty sick, Mrs. Shiloh. He was in Mr. Chaslin's office this afternoon, and we had to help him back to the emporium.
So you youngs are going to be storekeepers.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a grand time.
Jake's going to pay you, too?
Well, sure he is, Mr. Shiloh. Of course, we can't expect to get a lot, because we don't know anything about business. I told him he should give us just what he thought we were worth.
You should have settled with him how much you're going to get. He probably won't pay you near what you'll be worth to him.
Oh, we don't care about the money, Mr. Shiloh. It'll be a lot of fun just doing it. And Jake, you're right. Honest he is. I know he'll give us what we should have.
Gosh, just making any money would be fine.
We can save it and use it to buy Christmas presents.
You're looking pretty far ahead, aren't you, Annie?
It's not so long to Christmas, Mr. Shiloh.
That's right, Paul. It's almost the 1st of November now.
Gosh, I think it'd be pretty nice having money of our own to get Christmas presents with.
Sure it would.
So you're going to be storekeepers. Well, that's quite a thing, all right. There's a whole lot to run in the store. Most folks don't appreciate just how much there is.
Well, Jake's going to teach us all about it.
It's not just only handing out things to folks who come in. It's getting the right kind of things that folks want to buy, and then it's getting them to buy, too. Selling them, and then selling them more. It's salesmanship, that's what it is.
I guess Jake needs a little of that down at the Emporium.
Yes, I don't reckon he ever set the world on fire. It's just a store, that's all. Folks go in there when they want something that they think Jake's got. There's more to run the store than that. You want to make them come in.
Well, I don't think Jake would mind if business was better. He needs more money now since he's sick and has to spend a lot of money on doctor bills. Golly, if you get any good ideas, Mr. Shiloh or Mrs. Shiloh, you'll be sure and tell us about them.
I will, Annie.
Well, I'll tell you what I think you ought to do, Annie.
What's that, Mrs. Shiloh?
Oh, try to brighten the place up a little bit. Jake always had that store of his all cluttered up, and it's kind of dingy, too.
Yeah, that's so, too. Seems to be an awful lot of dirt and dust around.
Folks like to buy in a nice, clean, bright, and airy place. They like to go in a store like that.
Yeah, that's something to think about. I guess one of the first things we'll have to do is clean the door up. What's the matter, Mr. Shiloh?
Nothing, Annie. I was just thinking. I guess things are going to hum in Simmons Corners when you two get started.
Well, we'll do our best anyhow.
Hey, doesn't that sound exciting? And with Annie and Joe doing their best in Jake's store, I'll bet we do see business start to hum for the Emporium. Yes, sir, there's loads of fun ahead for Annie and Joe. And plenty of excitement, too. You just wait and see. And now, if any of you boys and girls haven't sent in for your Orphan Annie birthstone ring yet, listen carefully, because I'm going to tell you exactly how you can get this ring with your own special birthstone in it to make it your personal birthday ring. Hey, will you be surprised when you see how bright and shining it is? Because it's a genuine gold-plated ring, finished in genuine 24-karat gold plate, with a special rose gold finish over that. And what's more, it's an automatic fitting ring, so it's sure to fit your finger exactly right where you wear it. And just wait till you see the birthstone that's set in this ring. It's a handmade, simulated birthstone that was specially imported from Europe, and it has 42 facets or sides to it to make it shine and sparkle just like a real jewel does. And best of all, remember, Annie sees that you get your own special birthstone in your ring. Yes, sir, you get the right birthstone for your birthday month. For example, if your birthday comes in October like Annie's does, she sends you a beautiful simulated rose zircon in your ring. And I just wish you could see the other birthstones for all the other different months. There are simulated sparkling white sapphires for April, beautiful green spinels that look like emeralds for the month of May, and simulated fiery red rubies for everybody born in July. Boy, are they beauties. And remember, you get the right birthstone for your birthday month. And besides that, the birthday ring you get shows everybody the exact month in which your birthday comes, spelled out right on your ring, close to the stone. And in the same way, it shows a special birthday sentiment for your month. You say, can't you see how surprised all your friends will be when they see you wearing a beautiful ring like that? You know, we've seen some rings with imported simulated birthstones like these selling for as much as $2 to $4 in the stores. But you can't buy one of these Orphan Annie birthday rings anywhere because they were made up specially just for Annie's friends who drink Ovaltine. And then you can get one for only 10 cents in coin and just one Ovaltine aluminum seal. Just think of getting a big bargain like that, so don't miss it, but send in for yours right now. Remember, here's all you have to do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Next, put down your birthday month, showing the exact month in which you were born. Then, just send it in together with all of that thin, round aluminum seal from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine and also 10 cents in coin. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all there is to it. But remember, be sure to put down your exact birthday month so Annie will know what kind of birthstone to have put in your ring. And be sure to put in the Ovaltine seal and also 10 cents in coin when you send your letter in to Annie. And then Annie will send you your beautiful gold-plated birthstone ring just as fast as she can. So get busy this very night. And be here right in the dust tomorrow at 5:45 because nobody wants to miss out on the fun of our first day tending store with Annie and Joe. That'll be tomorrow at 5:45, remember. Until then, goodbye.